That you always says you're listening to Fabio B and Johnny and Move Fire every time, okay? Yeah. Big up.
Code name Move Fire on the run. Code name Babylon Action. Code name Move Fire on the run. Radio Babylon Action. Well, we have the lyrics weapon. It brandish when the dance get ram. We start fling down the Roseman pattern. Full of knowledge and of wisdom. Some of them are come with them imitation. Born on the same day but a different pattern. But when you see the more fire show up on the run, you know say this your one when I ramp with the plan. Hey yo, tune in to the More Fire Show. This is Brother Culture. Big up the Under Rossa. Massive every time. Right.
Hold on, come again. Guitar one tune, stop it, man.
The spotlight now shines on the legendary Dennis Brown, a young man who began his career at 12, singing on radio shows like the Via John's Talent Tower. Today, he is one of the most prolific songwriters and the new Prince of Reggae.
Buonasera, ben trovati o ben rimasti su Radio Onda Rossa. Questo è More Fire Reggae Radio Show, prima puntata di febbraio, ovvero del Reggae Month, quello che in Giamaica si festeggia con una miriade di concerti e eventi sin dal primo febbraio, ovvero dal compleanno di Dennis Emmanuel Brown, the Crown Prince of Reggae Music, passando per le celebrazioni del King of the Reggae Music, ovvero Bob Marley, che è arrivato all'80° anniversario, che quest'anno ha vinto di nuovo anche un Grammy Awards per la colonna sonora del film One Love, fino a fine mese. Anche le nostre celebrazioni andranno ad iniziare con una puntata monografica dedicata a Dennis Brown, del quale andremo ad ascoltare qualche canzone e anche qualche parola tratta da diverse interviste.
Have you ever been in love? Have you ever been in love before? Well, yeah, before. It's not a crime, no. If you're not loving someone, you're wasting your time. Got a note from my woman yesterday, yeah. Got to return on home. Come on, mate, cause I'm her sugar and I'm her honey. I'm her sugar and her daddy.
Well, I started at the age 13 doing singing, making records professionally, you know. And I started with Downbeat, Cox and Dad, you know. But while working with Don't Beat Now was like going to a college, you know, because you had all the people that was happening then at that time was with Don't Beat. You had people like Alton Ellis, you had people like the Heptones, Lascelles Perkins, and Lloyd James, you know.
So Coxon Dodd was the master, the teacher.
Well, yes. Coxon was the ace producer at the time, you know. And that was where everything was happening. So if you were coming through Don Beat's school, you know, things would really happen then, you know. And my first song with Don Beat was No Man Is an Island.
You know? Can you remember it?
Yeah, man, No Man Is an Island. No Man Stands Alone.
Sing a verse.
Too early for that.
Too light.
No man is an island. No man stands alone. Treat each man as your brother. And remember each man's dream as your own.
That should be good enough.
Wonder of Jamaica, Dennis Brown. Abbiamo ascoltato No Man Is an Island, incisa a 13 anni, e questo lui racconta poco prima, ovvero l'inizio della sua carriera ai Coxon Studio, The Down Beat, che lui racconta con una sorta di college, perché Coxon era the top producer, the ace producer, era il miglior produttore, e tutto avveniva lì. Infatti potevi incontrare cantanti e musicisti, gente come Alton Ellis, The Heptones, John Holt oppure Lloyd James. Continuiamo ad ascoltare questa intervista dell'82 dove Dennis Brown parla anche delle sue influenze musicali, ovvero quello che ascoltava.
Who were the singers that influenced you?
Well, at the time you had people like Lou Rawls, you know. Lou Rawls had a lot of influence on me. You know, you had people like Nat King Cole, you know. You had groups like The Temptations, you know. You had a group called the Delphonics.
Can you remember any of Nat King Cole's numbers that you liked?
Yeah, he had a song called Autumn Leaves. The autumn leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, your sunburned hands. I used to own since you've been away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear your winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Well, somehow I think my style is a very unique one, wherein I always try and improvise. You know, I don't just try and sing one way all the time. You know, I try and improvise as much as possible. You know, and with that you find I create, you know, a very unique style.
E continuiamo ad ascoltare le parole di Dennis Brown che, dopo aver citato i suoi ascolti, aver parlato del suo stile che lui ritiene unico ma sempre diverso e che si perfeziona nel tempo, ci parla della canzone Wolf and Leopard.
I mean, why did you write Wolf and Leopard?
Well, even a song like that, no, that came about through vibes. You know, we were in the studio and because rhythm wasn't made for Wolf and Leopard at the same time. You know, we were in the studio, Nine had the rhythm, you know, and we were around by Lee Perry Studio, Black Hawk Studio. So the rhythm was on a two-track and they were playing it and everyone was saying, yes, this rhythm nice, you know.
And you just made up the song on the spot.
Yeah, we made up a
Sing
song.
The first of it.
Too much wagonies, too much antagonies. Wolves and leopards are trying to kill the sheep and the shepherd. Wolves and leopards are trying to kill the sheep and the shepherd. Yeah. Too much informers, too much talebearers. Too much informers, too much talebearers.
Ed è una storia di true vibes, ovvero di vere vibrazioni. Infatti, racconta Dennis, la canzone non nasce insieme a Rhythm, che è stato confezionato da Nine the Observer e che poi è stato ascoltato da tutti negli studi di Lee Scratch Perry. E proprio in quel momento sono nate le vibes ed è nato il testo della canzone, così come la conosciamo.
Yes. Dig my song. Too much wagonist, too much antagonist. Wolves and leopards are trying to kill the sheep and the shepherd. Yes, wolves and leopards are trying to kill the sheep and the shepherd. Yeah, too much informers. Too much steel bearers, too much informers, too much steel bearers. Time to separate the sheep from the wolves. We're at the crossroads, and this is the time of decision. Too much informers, too much steel bearers, too much informers, too much steel bearers, yeah. Whoa, yeah.
much watch and peep. It's time the wolves them leave the sheep. Too much watch and peep. It's time the wolves them leave the sheep. Wolves and leopards are trying to kill the sheep and the shepherd. Wolves and leopards are trying to kill the sheep and the shepherd.
Lupi e leopardi che cercano di catturare sia i pastori che le pecore. Non dimentichiamo che in quegli anni la Giamaica era anche al centro di traffici internazionali, di armi e di droga, storie che coinvolsero anche in prima persona Dennis Emmanuel Brown e che in qualche modo sporcarono anche i rapporti all'interno della stessa comunità rasta. E andiamo ad ascoltare anche il DJ style di questo brano, quindi Iroy e Maggie Brist.
Rocks, I'm going quite contented. But in the days of soon, when Neil Armstrong discovered the moon, and girls was duly invented, man would not take his things and stick it with pins, because scratch could never be contented.
Too much antagonist.
Ready to go out there. I'm on a walk on the step it down there. So I'm on a step it on the eyeglass race. And go feel up Sister Maggie breast. When me through that chest, ice water she can digest. I'm on a go dry less.
Time to separate the sheep from the wolf.
Maggie, take off your baggy, gonna take it down, Randy. Give you some monkey punky, two gibs full of fibs. Miss you, me one shot you in your ribs. For the woolly gun, a woolly gun. For the cooey sit, you got to slide, you got to whoop and your crotch is wide. Yeah. Peace and love abide. Open your wool. Or make me kick it in your goal. You know. I don't play no football. And I don't want to stone like Dumpy Dumpy on the wall.
Wolves and leopards are trying to kill the sheep and the shepherd.
Scornful dog and dirty footer. So look before you leap, you got to creep before you walk the dance with stick and you know that was the weaver. Yeah. Illegal and you won't regret it till you come up and we boss it in a bower. Not to drain the shower, a shower down the shower. Same under hour, every hour.
You see, we're living in an environment now that you find a lot of wolves, a lot of informers, steel bearers, you know, murderers, sorcerers, thieves, liars, you know. And believe me, I never believed that in this time you'd really find liars. But up to the other day, up to yesterday, too sure, up to the other day I find a man. I tell I a lie and sweep and John name, you know, sir. You know, sweep and John name and say, well, you know, much Jack kill cramp and paralyze him, film so and so on. When you check it out, the man was lying.
Too much vagonist, too much informer, ma soprattutto too much liar, too much thief, troppi ladri e troppi bugiardi. Questo lamenta Dennis Brown, che racconta un aneddoto capitato a lui stesso, di un uomo, un rasta, che gli racconta una bugia e ciononostante giura il falso nel nome di Jah. Things Get Serious, e quindi anche lui dice sì, sono il cantante dell'amore nel passaggio che sentiremo a breve, ma insomma quando c'è di parlare di risveglio parlo di risveglio delle coscienze.
Well, yeah man, you say the love when I sing about love, you know, but I find within myself that there comes a time when you have to move away from that and sing more about awareness, you know. You know, consciousness, you know, liberated music, like black liberation. And love black people still, not that I am prejudiced, you know what I mean? But what I fight against is all the racialism, you know, and prejudicism, you know, pride and arrogance. Because just to fear him, you must see it evil, pride and arrogance and evil, yeah.
Gotta help our brothers one by one, two by two. I'm sure my days will be long and my nights won't be few. Through the visions that's in me, I can see clearly.
State ascoltando More Fire Reggae Radio Show, il programma del martedì notte di Radio Onda Rossa dedicato alla musica reggae, e in particolare stiamo celebrando il compleanno di Dennis Emmanuel Brown con una puntata monografica. Il pezzo che abbiamo ascoltato si chiama Black Liberation e vogliamo cogliere l'occasione per ricordare che Reggae Month prende le mosse proprio dal Black History Month, che è anche conosciuto come l'African American History Month, mese dedicato alla celebrazione della cultura africana e alla diaspora, ma a sua volta questa festività nasce dalla Negro History Week del 1926. Quindi continuiamo ad ascoltare la musica e le parole di Dennis Brown, che parla della sua esibizione al Montreux Jazz Festival, in particolare al motivo che lo ha portato a quel festival, ovvero la canzone Money in My Pocket.
How did you get invited to play at the Jazz Festival?
Well, with the Jazz Festival now, it was due to the success of the record, Money in My Pocket.
Can we hear a little verse of that?
Which one? Money in my pocket. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. I'm praying for a girl to be my own. Sonya said she coming, but I don't believe a word she said. Cause she ran away and left me one a rainy day. She made me head in mind, that her love would never die. And now I'm alone, so alone, so alone. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So not cool, cool running, yeah. Say that I some like it and so. Me say me go downtown, they my sense so. Me say me stay a yard and me go over broad. Me stay a yard and me go over broad. Got this
money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. Said I cool, cool running, yeah. Say that silver and gold will vanish away, but the attitude is here to stay.
E torniamo in studio dopo aver ascoltato questa pietra miliare del reggae che fu anche un grosso successo pop internazionale, ovvero Money in My Pocket, che abbiamo suonato per esteso nella sua long version, nella 12-inch version, ovvero col DJ style di Prince Mohammed e la sua Cool Runnings. Il brano è stato prodotto da Joe Gibbs, ma sempre con la collaborazione di Nine the Observer, che fu producer amico ma anche convivente per un certo periodo di Dennis Emmanuel Brown. Negli stessi studios è stato registrato anche il prossimo pezzo che ascoltiamo, ovvero Repatriation, che è sempre uno stepper nello stile di Joe Gibbs e che parla appunto di Africa. Ad introdurlo le parole dello stesso Crown Prince of Reggae Music, quindi buon ascolto, buon Reggae Month, buon Black History Month e soprattutto daje co Radio Onda Rossa. More fire.
Africa, 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 just the mention of it, just the mention of it, man. It's like you call my name, man.
What do you think of Africa?
Well, you know, Africa is the motherland and Africa is where we rightfully belong. And that's where I want to be. I manna go back there. Everyone I go back there. We must have to go back there. Yeah. Black man have to go back in Africa. Chinese man I go back in China. Syrian I go back in Syria. Indians I go back in India. We must have to go back there. Anything they do, we must have to get through. Anything they say, we must have to go back there. We must have to go back in Africa. Chinese man, I go back in China. Okay, right, you know?
In the city there's no pity, no. So I man I go down there. Everyone I go down there. We must have to go back there. Black man have to go back in Africa. Chinese man I go back in China. Syrian I go back in Syria.
Sad. to get through. No matter what the wicked man I say, no, no matter what the wicked man I do, we must have to get through. Everyone I go back home, Lord, we must have to go back there. No matter what the world might say. Repatriation is a must. We must have to go back there. No matter what the wicked man I say, no, no matter what the wicked man I do, Chinese man I go back in a China, Syrian I go back in a Syria, Indian I go back in a India, the white man I go back in a Europe.
E superato il giro di boa, siete sempre su More Fire Reggae Radio Show e abbiamo ascoltato questa intervista tratta dal documentario Deep Roots del 1982 e insieme alle parole abbiamo ascoltato anche qualche traccia, nello specifico No Man is an Island, Wolf and Leopard, Black Liberation, Money in My Pocket e Repatriation. Continuiamo quindi la puntata nella seconda parte con un altro po' di brani, così a sentimento, visto che la discografia di Dennis Brown è davvero illimitata nei nostri cuori. Torniamo quindi al 1973 negli studi di Coxon e ascoltiamo Easy Take Easy.
Come along, well, come along now. So rough, y'all. Easy, take it easy. You're too rough. You're too rough. You're too rough. Easy, take it easy. I'll be right there with you. Easy, take it easy. Do what you can do. I'll be right there with you. Do what you can do. Yeah, easy, take it easy. What make you so rough? Yeah, easy, take it easy. You're too rough. You're too rough. Yes, you're too rough. Well, come along. So rough, y'all. Easy, take it easy. You're too rough. You're too rough, yeah.
Dopo l'incontro con Byron Lee e soprattutto con Clement Coxon Dodd, che ha prodotto il primo album No Man's an Island, sono stati tanti i produttori che hanno in qualche modo collaborato con Dennis Brown. In particolare Nine Holness di Observer lo ha accompagnato per un periodo e nello specifico per le tracce che andiamo a sentire, ovvero la prima I Am the Conqueror, Westbound Train che si rifà su Love and Happiness di Al Green e Africa. Vi lasciamo quindi alla musica, buon ascolto con Dennis Emmanuel Brown, the Crown Prince of Reggae Music.
Wherever you are, though you may be far, listen, I am the conqueror, so you must never try to conquer me. Neither should you call the sisters Lego beasts, because they're black enough for you to see. Come, let's face reality. Tell me why you deal with brutality. It can't be to win the sisters' love, why you treat them so rough. Yes,
yes. Cheer up all the way, yes. Cheer up, oh yeah. Every day, yeah, yes, every day. Them like a good brother should, and they will love you more and more each day in a respected way, in a respected way, in a respected way. Yes, 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 in a respected way, yes, respected way, respected way.
This is all that. Member radio, all that rasa, all that rasa, all that rasa, all that rasa. Johnny Clark says.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. Last night I weren't at home. I just went for a stroll. But when I returned, I saw this note underneath my door stating, you'll never ever see me again. So now our love must end. You'll never ever see me again, my friend. Because I'll be taking this train, I'll be taking the westbound train. I'll be going to a place where there is happiness. So you'll never ever see me again. I'll be taking the westbound train. You'll never ever see me again, my friend. No, you'll never ever see me too. Whoa, Cherry Bay. I never knew your world like that, the one to make me sad. And now I'm in a very, very steep position. So that's why this train won't miss me. Cause I've gotta find my cherry baby.
Westbound Train, Dennis Brown, mentre noi continuiamo col nostro viaggio per le Indie occidentali, ovvero la Giamaica, e rimaniamo nell'ambito delle produzioni fatte insieme a The Observer, ascoltando la cover dei Gaylords Africa, edita e resa un masterpiece della Roots Music.
More fire!
Oh,
ascoltando Morfire Reggae Radio Show, ma vi ricordiamo soprattutto che siete su Radio Onda Rossa, la radio che ha bisogno sempre del vostro sostegno, per cui vi ricordiamo di visitare le pagine www.ondarossa.info per conoscere le iniziative, appunto, per sostenere la radio, ma anche per goderne dei contenuti, quindi podcast, rassegne stampa e quant'altro. Stiamo facendo un viaggio nella discografia di Dennis Brown, che avrebbe compiuto 68 anni il 1 febbraio, e soprattutto per festeggiare il Reggae Month. Si tratta di una festa istituzionalizzata in Giamaica che a sua volta si rifà al Black History Month, organizzato nel mese di febbraio negli Stati Uniti e in Canada e in ottobre in Gran Bretagna, per rendere omaggio al contributo della diaspora africana alla cultura creativa mondiale, che sia musica, danza, moda, design, ma anche lingua e letteratura. Continuiamo quindi con l'ascolto di Dennis Brown. Entriamo negli anni 80 con Revolution, prodotta dalla Taxi Gang di Sly e Robbie. Anthem Rubadub sull'Intercom Rhythm. Intercom Rhythm, numerosi brani su questa strumentale, non ultimo lo stesso Dennis Brown che fece uscire, sempre prodotto da Sly Robbie, anche Rubadub All The Time, ovvero If This World Were Mine. Ma tutti ricorderanno anche Barrington Levy con Here I Come. Continuiamo e andiamo su un'altra storia epica, ovvero quella che riguarda il pezzo Promised Land. Il brano infatti nasce da un incontro casuale avvenuto proprio in Italia durante un soundcheck tra la band inglese Aswad e Dennis Brown, che aspettando il proprio turno per fare il soundcheck fu colto da questa killer track e subito iniziò ad improvvisare sopra insieme alla stessa band. sia Dennis che Yaswad apprezzarono così tanto quello che uscì fuori che venne subito contattato Michael Campbell, che organizzò una session di registrazione negli studi della Island Record in Inghilterra. Il singolo che venne fuori è proprio Promised Land, una tra le canzoni più popolari di Dennis Brown. Un ultimo aneddoto a riguardo è quello che ricorda lo stesso Michael Reuben Campbell, ovvero che Dennis pubblicò la canzone nonostante non gli fosse dato il permesso, convinto che sarebbe stato un grande successo.
Land. Yes, the promised land. Oh gosh, now to the promised land. Well, make a step down to Asmara, then we stopped in Addis Ababa, made our way to Shashamani land, riding on the king's whale to the promised land, going to the promised land. Gosh, to the promised land, oh, to the promised land. Well, there's plenty of land for you and I, by and by. Lots of food to share for everyone. The time for segregation in the promised land. Oh gosh, take me to the promised land. At the promised land, boy, at the promised land. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah. Said we're riding on the king's highway from Cairo to Kenya. Made a stop in Asmara, then we made another one in Addis Ababa, the promised land. Promised land, oh God, save the promised land. Yeah, I'm the promised land. Oh, oh, oh. Then I said to myself, give a thanks for the prophet God, for he gave me the teaching so I could see the reality of my true being. There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land. Yeah, talking about the promised land. Listen to the promised land. The promised land. Moving to the promised land. Oh, oh, oh. The promised land. The promised land, oh, 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 yeah, oh. Brother man, what are you doing for the promised land? Gotta take your stand and a little brightness, leave on. To be done, though you can't run. Got a job to be done, so you gotta do it even a little by a little. Yes, the promised land. Moving to the promised land. Save the promised land. Moving to the promised land. Prophets of old said the West got to perish. Hey, oh, don't let your hopes and aspirations crumble before you. No way, gotta go, gotta go, got to go, I got to go, got to go to the promised land. Oh gosh, in the promised land. I
The Promised Land, Dennis Brown. E negli ultimi giri, negli ultimi RPM della trasmissione, andiamo davvero avanti di anthem in anthem, così come il prossimo intitolato I Don't Wanna Be No General.
Funeral. I don't wanna be no general to achieve only a burial. Oh no, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy knows, yeah. Oh no, whoa, yeah, oh no. I said the race is not for the swift, but for who can endure. Like lightning, you'll crash like thunder. Crash on there. Say you ride like lightning, you'll crash like thunder. Yeah, I said you know.
Purtroppo arrivati al termine di questa puntata e del viaggio all'interno della produzione di Dennis Emmanuel Brown, e non basterebbero 100 puntate per ascoltare e approfondire solo quelli che sono i suoi pezzi principali, ma devo dire che abbiamo ascoltato tanto. Tagliamo, non andiamo sul DJ style di Ranking Dread di I Don't Wanna Be No General, e chiudiamo in bellezza comunque con un pezzo solare e un altro anthem della dance hall, ovvero Here I Come. Quindi buonanotte a tutte e tutti e tutto, bella, ciao.
Member in on More Fire Reggae Radio Show, sin Radio Honor das Rosa.
Don't stop tuning in, seeing?
Love and hate can never be friends. Oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there'll come the day when you'll be whipped by the feathers and leave up huge children. Oh yeah, leave up pastor children. My head is anointed and my cup runneth over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
Code name, more fire on the run. Radio,
nation. Well, we have the lyrics weapon. It brandish when the dance get rum. We start fling down the rules, man, pattern. Full of knowledge and enough wisdom. Some of them are come with them imitation. Born on the same day, but a different pattern. But when you see the more fire show up on the run, you know, say this your one when I ramp with the plan. Hey, yo, tune in to the More Fire Show. This is Brother Culture. Big up the Under Rossa. Massive, every time. Right.